Thank you. I feel it's really kind of amazing to walk in here and also to see so many old and very dear friends from over the years. Paul Breiter and Pabakro and Ajahn Pasano and all these very many wonderful friends. And Ajahn Sumedho has really been so important in my life because he told me about Ajahn Chah and the monastery, and then I started to go there and visit and try to find out what I needed to do to learn to become a monk. And but there was something else about Ajahn Sumedho for me, even from early on, and that is that he had a particular way of listening to Ajahn Chah and understanding him that he could then bring alive to the rest of us. Because I think actually a lot of the people who are on this stage who went to Wat Pa Phong and to be with Ajahn Chah were really very deeply influenced by the presence of Ajahn Sumedho. And it's a little bit like you don't understand jazz and somebody puts on John Coltrane or Miles Davis for the first time and you go, what is this? And they say, no, listen to what he's doing. And all of a sudden your jaw drops open and you're just stunned by the music that you hadn't known about and hadn't been able to hear. There is some way in which Ajahn Sumedho got intuitively or knew it resonated in him the teachings of Lumpa Cha, even if he couldn't do them so well in the beginning, none of us could really, but there's some way in which he got them, and then he would say, did you hear what he just said, or could you? And it was as if he became the reflection or the translator, the conduit to which then that deeper connection with Lumpa Cha also opened up for a lot of us. So it's really hard to express how much gratitude I have and affection for him.